We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavei B'Manachavish and Chan Yaakov B'Pinichas Elio. We're in Tamid Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Previous Mishnah, we spoke about the lottery that took place in the Lishkas Hagazis, in the Chamber of Hewn Stone, which is where the Sanhedrin sat. And we already, the Mimune announced who's going to get the Shrita, the Zrika, who's going to clear out the Mizbeach HaPrimi, the menorah, who's going to bring up the Averim to the Kevesh. So now it's time to begin the Avot, to begin the Shrita. So Amar Lema Mimune, I have to make sure you look at the sky to make sure it's morning. So we can do the Shechita. The Pasuk says, Biyom Zivchachem, in Vayikra Yates, Biyom Zivchachem, the Shechita must be done during the day of the Karbanos, first of the Karban HaTamid. So we, Amar Lehem HaMunah, he said to the Kohanim, Tzuru, go out and see, Imigi Azman HaShechita. Someone needs to go up to a Makom Gavoa Shayalem HaMikdash, says the Bartanut, to some elevated area, to look at the sky if Azman HaShechita has arrived. Imigia, if the time had arrived, which is about dawn, a little bit after dawn, Hora Omer, the one who saw it would announce, Barkai. Barkai, says the Bar Tanura, Heir v'hivrik hashachar. It's shining from Barak. It's light enough outside to do the Shrita. And Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Heir p'nei chol hazrich amizrach, Ad shehu bechevron. He says it's not enough to have Barkai where it's a little bit after dawn, where the sky is a little bit bluish. You know, it's daytime. No, it has to be Heir p'nei chol hamizrach. The Kohen doesn't say there's light, there's Barkai, but rather he says the whole eastern sky has lit up. That's much later, says the Bar Tanur. Shaloi Omer Klum Ad Shehiru Pnei Hamizrach. He wouldn't announce anything until he saw the whole eastern sky was lit up. Shein Maspik Kshehivrik Kineguda Nekuda Bilvad. It's not enough that there's a little bit of bluish. You could tell it's a little bit light outside. No, the whole eastern sky has to be clear that is lit up. V'halacha K'masu Ben Shmuel. We follow Masu Ben Shmuel. They have to wait a little bit later. Why did he mention that Heir Pnei Kol Hamizrach Ad Shehu Bechevron? Until lit up all the way from here, Yerushalayim, to Hebron. And the Mishnah concludes, V'hu Omer Heit. He has to respond, yes, indeed it has. And if that's true, then they can begin the Shechita. Why do you mention Hebron? So says the Bar Tanur, Ukedei, Lahazkir Zuchus HaAvos HaGvurim B'Chevron Omim. Okay, we mentioned this, so we have a mention of the merit of the Avos who are buried in Chevron. We wanted before we begin the day, Mikdash is a place of Kapar of Atonement. We need Zuchus of all Zuchus we can have, so we can get. So we therefore mention Ashur B'Chevron. Now and Bar Tanur explains Osana Omdim Lamata. Those who stood below Shoalim Lo, they would ask him Higia or B'Chevron, and who Amarin, he would have to respond. The one who standing on this elevated area would respond Hain, and in fact, if that's when it was, they began the Shechita. So that's in the next Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Amar Lahem. So the Mimuna now says to one of the Kohanim, okay, now that we see it's early enough, Tzuva Haviu Taleh Milishkas HaTalem. We have to do the Shechita of the Keves of the Karban HaTamid Shel Shachar. So you have to get a Taleh, you have to get a lamb. Where were the lambs kept? In the Lishkas HaTaloim. So he told someone some of the Kohanim is still in the Lishkas HaGazis after the pipes. So he told, okay, it's not, you have to bring a lamb from the Lishkas HaTaloim, the chamber of lambs. That's where they kept Kavasim there. They had to be there. They needed Bedika. He had to inspect them several days, 4 days in advance. We had several sheep who were there that were there. We mentioned them, about six or so that had to be there in advance, so we had enough for the Karbanos. So and the Nana Mishnah says, so the Lishkas HaTloim, it tells us where it was. V'harei Lishkas HaTloim Hoysa V'miktsoa Tzfonis Ma'aravis. Where was this chamber of lambs, Lishkas HaTloim? It was in the northwestern corner of the Beis Hamoked. Beis HaMoked, which we mentioned earlier, this was the Hall of Fire, which we said was a large chamber. It had smaller rooms. And in fact, we're going to discuss here as well, there were different rooms in the Beis HaMoked. There was actually a Lishkas Beis HaMoked, but there was also Lishkas HaTaloim, and we'll mention the others as well. It happens to be that the Mishnah here tells us that the Lishkas HaTaloim, where the lambs were kept, was in the Miksoat Tzfonis Baravis. It was in the northwestern corner. Happens to be Midos, we'll learn in the first parak, that this Lishkas HaTaloim, it says there, is in the southwest corner. So how do you reconcile that to the Gemara Masechas Yoma, addresses that and claims that the Mishnah in Midos follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who had was an eyewitness to the second Beis HaMikdash. So much of what we know in Midos, we'll discuss the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, of the second Beis HaMikdash, are based on his testimony. But nonetheless, our Mishnah, this Mishnah in Tumid, is following others who disagree and claim that this Lishka was in the northwestern corner. Either way, that's where the Lishka was, and from there he took the Kohen took a Tleh for the Korban HaTamid. Va'arba Lishachos HaYusham. In this hole of fire, in this Beis HaMoked, there were four Lishachos, not to be confused with the four chambers that we mentioned that were in the Ezras Nashim. Ezras Nashim, we mentioned the Lishka of the Nazirim, Mitzorayim, the oil Shmanim, and the Eitzim. Here, these were in the Beis HaMoked itself. What were they? So that was the first one, the Chamber of the Lambs, where they would take the sheep for their carbon. Then, this was a Chamber of the Receipts. People needed receipts for buying flour and wine from the Beis HaMikdash. And the Baratun explains what would happen here. He says, people bought, had to buy for their carbonos, had to buy flour for their carbon mincha, had to buy wine for the Nisachim, and show you holchem etz amamune ala chosamas. They would go to the one who was appointed on literally the seals on the receipts. V'nostim lo mos kifian asachem shutarach. He would give money. Okay, how much wine do you need? Okay, here's the money. V'nosim lo chosam. He would give him a seal, give him a receipt. Umolech chosam etz ala amamune ala nisachem. So he'd go. There was someone appointed to distribute the wine, and he would give him this receipt. Umakabel men asachem. But also lishka shamamune ala chosamas. And Mesachus Shkolim, we mentioned that there were Dalid Chosamos in the Mikdash, the four receipts. The Kosov Aleim, what were the four receipts you could potentially get? There was Egel, Zachar, Gidi, and Chote. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah there says this is obviously referring to the different animals and the amount of wine or flour you needed depending on how big the animal was. So he says like this: maybe chosam shekasuv bo egel. If you brought a chosam, you got a receipt after paying, and they wrote egel on your receipt. Biyadua shenasan moslin iskepar. So then who's the mimune on the wine and the flour would know that you gave enough money for wine and flour for a par. That's why it says egel, par of cow. Zachar, if your receipt says zachar, which is another word for an aisle for a ram, the adur shenasan mos l'niskei aisle. So we know v'niskehem, the nisachim, and v'nichasam nisachim kimi debar, shlosha esronim apar, u'shnei esronim l'ayil, v'yisaron l'kevet. So you see how much flour and v'yayin k'nisko, and yayin also dependent on how large the animal was. So depending on what the receipt you got, then the mamuneh knew how much you paid and would know how much flour and oil to give you. So, and gedi, what if you think said gedi, biyadu shenasan mos l'niskei keves? They knew that you gave money for the niskei keves, which was the least amount of flour and wine. And chote, what about chote? Well, that was the fourth one. Biyadu shenasan mos l'niskei mitzora. Oh, it must be that you gave money for the nisachim, the wine that was needed for a mitzora. You're the chote, so that means you're mitzora, and they would know based on that receipt how much you paid and what to give you. So we have these four lishachos in the Beis HaMoked. One is the lishkas atzloim. One is the lishkas hachosamos. The achas lishkas Beis HaMoked, and it was called the Beis HaMoked, but there was a lishka in the Beis HaMoked called the lishkas Beis HaMoked. So that was one of the four, and that's where there was a fire for a kohanim who a tummy had to go to the mikvah and come out. They need to warm themselves. The achas lishka shahayu osin ba lechem apanim. And the fourth lishka was the chamber where they made the lechem apanim.